it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. I mean, I'm a graduate of HBCUs, and, you know, I've often told people when people ask about what's the difference between that and a PWI. PWI is a predominantly white institution. There are great institutions, black PWIs, HBCUs all over the country and stuff like that. A lot of times people don't realize that most folks, if you aren't living in the South or whatever, you didn't know anything about HBCUs for many, many years. I knew I never knew a damn thing about HBCUs until I got offered a basketball scholarship from them. I mean, I didn't know anything. And so to learn more about HBCUs and to be around people that share your cultural identity, share your experiences, share your background, stuff like that, that's not to throw shade and not to knock anything else, because some of the most prestigious universities in America are obviously predominantly white institutions. But a lot of times you find yourself like, you know, you're on an island. You go someplace, you fall into an abyss or whatever, and you're wondering whether or not you'll ever have the strength and the intestinal fortitude to uplift yourself and to get up. And when you are a person, if you're a black person and you go to an HBCUs and you see people who look like you and share your cultural identity, share your background experience and what have you, what that lends itself towards is making sure that you're surrounded by people that are personally invested in you and will never let you stay down in the abyss that you're inevitably going to fall into, because we all fall. None of us stand straight up and avoid falling down at some moment in time in our lives. Adversity is a given in life. It just is. And how you respond to it, you know, is what tells you who you are and how much room you have or how much latitude you have to ultimately become what you want to become. You know, I remember watching Sylvester Stallone in one of his movies give that lecture to one of his kids. He said, hey, you know what? It's not about getting hit. It's about how much you can take getting hit, and you keep getting up and you keep striving and you keep moving forward and you don't relent, because that's the kind of attitude you should have. You know why? Because that's the kind of attitude everybody's looking for. Everything ain't peaches and cream. Adversity comes with everything in life. Obstacles come with everything. You know, I can't even count the amount of times I've fallen down. I can't count the amount of times I've been knocked down. I can't count the amount of times I've been counted out. But I keep on coming. As is the case for most of you, if you really, really think about it. And somehow, some way, you found a way to overcome. You know why? Because you got blood sifting through your veins, okay, and your arteries. And you know it ain't about stopping. It ain't about giving up. It's about marching forward. And that's one thing that I always say about HBCUs that has done for my life. I was surrounded by people that I trusted, who I related to and related to me, who would not let me fail. There's one woman in particular. Her name is Marilyn Roseboro. I call her Mama Roseboro. It's the kind of stuff that you don't hear enough about. Those college experiences means everything.